There she is, Miss America, your ideal. It's long been a competition that's synonymous with physical beauty, but apparently no more. That's if you believe Miss America chair Gretchen Carlson. On Tuesday, Carlson announced that Miss America would drop its swimsuit competition and will no longer judge women on their physical appearance. That's a big deal for a few reasons. The swimsuit portion of the competition has been around since the very first Miss America pageant back in 1921. Cutting it entirely is just one of a series of changes for an organization that's had a pretty rough year. We asked Nina Davaluri for her take on all this. She's Miss America 2014 and the first Indian American to win the competition.
Oh my goodness, the swimsuit competition was my biggest challenge and biggest hurdle for a few different reasons, actually. And I think the largest barrier for me to even enter or participate in the competition was because of the swimsuit component, which is really unfortunate because it's actually the lowest weighted portion of competition. And so, unfortunately, there's still a significant amount of emphasis, even though, you know, walking in a swimsuit and heels isn't easy by any stretch.
And, no, I've done it. It's difficult.
Right. You get it.
Yes.
And so for me, you know, I'd struggled with my weight my entire life, struggled with an eating disorder that I've spoken openly about. And also there was this cultural component. I was the first South Asian and Indian American to win the title of Miss America. And I grew up in a very conservative South Asian family. So this was just a really difficult part of the process in competing for Miss America. And I just remember growing up watching this, feeling like I could never be in this role because I, you know, didn't have a certain body type by any stretch. You know, I wasn't white and my talent was very different. So I was a very out of the, you know, box Miss America, I suppose. But I'm also very grateful for the opportunity because I was able to still break that stereotype and perception of the organization.
So we're hearing that this is really going to be not about a candidate's outward appearance. Mm-hmm. Now, I've been in a pageant. You've won the biggest pageant. Let's be honest. Even taking away the swimsuit competition, is that really going to mean we're going to see larger bodies, different types of people? Mm-hmm. Because you can take away a swimsuit, but that doesn't mean you don't still have to be a size 2.
I certainly hope that this is really the next push towards inclusivity in terms of bodies, in terms of race, ethnicity, religious, orientation. I think one of the things that I realized even during my travels as Miss America and beyond, my platform was diversity and cultural competency. And so speaking with colleges and university-aged young women and demographics, and men actually, but specifically the women who were interested in competing, so many of them would say, you know, I'd really do it if there wasn't a swimsuit competition because of my background, because of my religious beliefs, or because of my cultural upbringing. And so I think there's also this component that we've been missing, that there are young women, not only in that realm, but who are qualified, who are, you know, champions in their communities, who are service-oriented, who simply don't compete because of this emphasis on beauty. And I think we're going to see a significant change in that. And I think, unfortunately, what people don't see is that there's that one night on television where Miss America is telecast and you see us walking around in these swimsuits and gowns, and people don't understand what Miss America does necessarily the next 364 days out of the year.
Well, what do you do? I mean, I think people think, okay, Miss America, you win the pageant and you get to do what?
Right.
Exactly.
Exactly. You're absolutely right. And I think we're trying to change that perception of that one night of the telecast. And so Miss America, the night you win, you are immediately thrown into a press conference, you start your press and media tour, and you're promoting your platform. You know, I mentioned mine was diversity, cultural competency, but every contestant who competes is required to have a personal platform, a cause that they choose to champion for their year of service. And so in addition to that, they also serve as an ambassador for Children's Miracle Network Hospitals and to continue traveling and touring as a role model and as a spokesperson for you know, young women. And I think that's been extremely lost in translation because of that stereotype and perception of a beauty pageant, which is such an archaic notion. And if Miss America wants to continue to stay relevant, we need to continue to evolve.
Well, I think that's exactly the point, right? It's known as a beauty pageant, right? So mm-hmm. the emphasis is obviously, I think for a lot of people, is on looks. I was in a pageant, you know, forever ago, and they decided to change the pageant to call it a cultural pageant. But at the same time, we still had to wear bathing suits. We still had to look really pretty. We all were the same size. In this era of Me Too, where do we see pageants like this fitting in?
I think that we're not going to see this change happen really until the year after. This was announced very quickly, or I should say suddenly. And so right now, this year's group of candidates is still competing in the swimsuit competition at their state competitions. So majority of the state competitions really take place between May and July, and then Miss America takes place in September. So I think next year, once this announcement now has been made, we're really going to see a huge influx of new young women who are competing, who are embracing that, you know what, here's an organization for me who's actually walking their talk and saying what they believe in, and really removing the swimsuit portion of this. And by us saying, you know what, we've always been a scholarship and service oriented program, and now we're actually showing that's really what we care about.
How can we really move this organization forward? Because it does, I mean, there were, before Gretchen Carlson took over, there were, you know, these emails, these pretty lewd emails that came to light about people in the highest levels of the organization sort of picking apart contestants. I mean, is this really a new day?
I absolutely think it is a new day. One of the most poignant moments that I remember actually was right after this had come out with these emails. And I think so many of the sisterhood or people involved in the organization were really shocked. And so as former Miss Americas, you know, one of the best things that we can do is organize and, you know, take action. And so that's exactly what all of us did. So many of us were involved in the election, and actually we all elected Gretchen Carlson as chairwoman of the board, all the former Miss Americas. And we elected the three other Miss Americas who serve on the board of directors now. So I do think that we are in a place where we are advocating for ourselves and really trying to change what we understand the job of Miss America to be, and really putting that forth to the public.
Nina Davaluri is a speaker, advocate, and Miss America 2014. Nina, thanks so much for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
And we've been hearing from you. What do you think of beauty pageants in 2018?
Hi, this is Michelle calling from Honolulu. I believe all these pageants and beauty contests are irrelevant and indeed damaging to the average girls, who probably feel that they will never measure up because, in reality, it's all about physical beauty. No one is parading a beautiful woman for her brains.
And we got this message from Ramsey, New Jersey, quote, I did participate in beauty pageants as a teenager. It was a positive experience for me. It showed me how much poise I had. Want to share your thoughts with us? Just give us a call at 877-8-MY-TAKE to weigh in. The lines are always open 24/7. Thanks so much for talking with me today. I'm Tanzina Vega, broadcasting from WLRN this week with the help of the Miami Foundation. And this is The Takeaway. See you tomorrow.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing or
politics,
country music,
hockey,
sex of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.